Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio's exclusive coverage of the Nebraska State High School Basketball Tournament with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the Class B championship game between the Storm of Elkhorn South and the Red Raiders of Sydney. Sydney here at State for the first time since 2010. And Elkhorn South, of course, a fairly new program, school and all that. And so they are also making their first state tournament appearance, third overall, 39th overall for Sydney. But they have not been in a state final since winning it all in 1981. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Already two games in the books today, an exciting one in the opener. High Plains shoots 78% of the second half and go on a 17-0 run in the fourth quarter to beat Humphrey St. Francis 64-61. And Winnebago got it done as they jumped out early and never trailed, downing Columbus Scotus 66-51. So this is the third of six title games here on ESPN Radio. The D2 final is at 4:30 between Exeter Milligan and Bancroft Rosalie. And then the Class A final will be at 6:30, Omaha South and Creighton Prep, followed by Hastings, St. Cecilia and Freeman, 8:30 in the C2 final, which will also air on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a look at the starting lineups when we come back on ESPN.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. Time for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Elkhorn South, it'll be number 20, 6'2 senior Jace Patras. He has 4 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 21, 6'3 senior Michael Cardell. He averages 5.5 points, 4 boards a game. Number 24, 5'11 senior Chad Carlos, 2.5 points, 1 rebound a game. Number 30, Johnny Trueblood. He's the leading scorer, the 6'4 senior, 23.5 points a game, and he also will get you 5 rebounds. Number 33, 6-foot sophomore Justin Costello, averages 12 points, 3 rebounds a game. Head coach at Elkhorn South is Alex Baugh. Elkhorn South is 20-5 of the season. They lost to Gretna in the districts, so they are here on a wild card, and they were able to avenge that loss. And they beat Gretna on opening night of the season. Lost to Gretna in the district final, and then down 10 with 4 minutes to go yesterday, won the game 59-58. For Sydney, number 10, 5'8 junior, Brady Radcliffe. Number 11, and he averages 3 points, 1.5 rebounds. Number 11, 5'7 senior, Lane Harvey, 9.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Number 15, 6'7 senior, Jared Ross, 6.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. Number 22, 6'3", junior, Colton O'Connell, averages 12 points, 5 rebounds a game. And number 24, 6'4", junior, Tyler Winholtz, 16 points, 7 rebounds a game. The head coach, Eric Cole, Sydney, 22-4. They also got here on a wild card after losing to Alliance and have beaten Scotts Bluff and Beatrice. Those are the starting. The starting line is brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off next.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Glad to have you back with us. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. And Coach Eric Cole is going to go with a smaller lineup. He has decided to start Jacob Heron, the 6'4 junior, in place of the 6'7 senior in Jared Ross. So a little different than the lineup we saw yesterday for the Sydney Red Raiders against Elkhorn South here today. For Sydney, they had to come back in the opening round, beat Scotts Bluff, and then yesterday just got the job done against Beatrice. Beatrice, the number 2 seed here. They were the number 2 ranked team in the state of Nebraska. Gretna was the number 1 ranked team, according to the Omaha World Herald. They're gone. Scotts Bluff was the 3rd. They were preseason number 1. So it's number 4 Elkhorn South and number 7 Sydney here in the state Class B championship game. Glad to have you along with us. The home white and red trim for the Red Raiders. And it'll be the dark blue and gold trim for Elkhorn South. They'll move from right to left as you view it along and listen along your radio dial. Sydney from left to right. Who will get off to the start here today? Both have had to come from behind. We appreciate you joining us here on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. And we're ready to get this Class B title game underway. And Johnny Trueblood will win the jump here for Elkhorn South. Does Sydney, coming out in a man-to-man, have anybody that can stay on Trueblood? They get it to him right away. Trueblood attacks left baseline, puts it up too strong, tries to follow and get his own rebound. But when he came down, they call a jump. Could have called a walk, but it was tied up. And they'll call a jump and give the ball to Sydney. It looks like Sydney will put Tyler Winholtz, the 6'4 junior, their leading scorer, leader rebounder. Sydney's going to put their best player on Elkhorn South's best player, man-to-man both ways. Winholtz gets it down into the paint. He'll get it to Heron. Heron lost the ball, tried to get it back. Oh, there's all kinds of grabbing of the arm in there, no foul. But Sydney keeps the ball. They'll take a 3 right wing to start the game. Bounces off the rim twice. No good. Rebound brought down by Cardell. And we got an injured Red Raider. Not necessarily injured, but tough time getting up there on Winholtz. And I don't know if he just got turned on or he smacked his hip when he went down, but he'll limp up the other end. He got tied up in that loose ball. Now he's going to be on Trueblood. If you're Elkhorn South, get the ball to Trueblood immediately. Trueblood just stands in the left-hand corner by himself. South moves it around to Patras. Patras kicks it out for a 3-pointer. Costello off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Heron, and Heron will bring the ball up the floor here. Heron looks a little more mature than some of the other guys out there. So watch for him and some of the things he does here as he takes a deep 3. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Doesn't follow his shot, and Cardell will get the rebound. And as Elkhorn South tries to get it out in transition, a reach on the Raiders. You have to figure that Elkhorn South is the quicker team, but that's what happens when you're talking about Western teams or the Winnebagos of the world. Sydney has to have some athletes to be this point of the basketball season. So we're scoreless here in the first quarter of play, until True Blood gets the ball on the inbounds and knocks it down. So it's 2-0 Elkhorn South on top. Sidney needs to get off to a good start. Gets it down on the block. Wendholz, he's trying to get up and under and does on True Blood. So each of the big fellas score first. And it'll be 2-2. 90 seconds into the basketball game on the left wing. Driving in for Elkhorn South and drawing the foul will be Patras. So Elkhorn South kind of spreading the floor and trying to take Sidney one-on-one here just to see how athletic they are. The foul is on Colton O'Connell, and it'll be the first foul on O'Connell. At the line, Patras to shoot two, and the first one good. Just underway in the Class B championship game, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Second free throw up and in. So both free throws good. Last time Sidney played on Saturday at the state tournament was 2009. They were the third place game. They beat Lakeview, lost to Ralston, and then beat Scotts Bluff. As the ball's deflected out of bounds, they came back in 2010, lost to South Sioux City. But it's been a long time since they were in the state championship game. 1981, when they won it all, beat Holdridge in the finals, as a matter of fact. Here's a give and go. Wildholtz lost the basketball, running up there on Patras, able to go get it, then has it blocked by Patras, and has to throw it back out top to O'Connell. So even though South is playing man-to-man, they're packing it in with some help. Pull-up jumper here by Harvey off the front of the iron, no good. Heron with the offensive rebound, turnaround jump shot, no good. Another offensive rebound, back up and in. Tyler Wendholz, outlet pass on the run. Trueblood takes it to the baseline, around the defender on Heron. It's no good, but the rebound grab by Carlos. Skip past Trueblood. Step back, fake the three, now drives. They swat at it, can't get it. Rebound, back to Trueblood, blocked underneath. Another fight for it. Trueblood trying to ball fake. They don't bite, and he takes it over Heron and scores anyway. Good discipline both sides, but a lot of offensive boards early on. 6-4 South and a blocking foul. Both teams want to get out and run. So get the starter's pistol ready. We could have a track meet here today. The foul on Elkhorn South will go on Chad Carlos. His first, and multiple substitutions coming in for Sidney. Ryan Berner, and here's Jared Ross. Ross, a 6'7 senior, coming off the bench today. He got the start yesterday against Beatrice. Inbounds pass up top. Now they find Wendholz cutting in the paint. Turnaround from five over the front of the rim and in. 6'6", 5'10 to go here in the first quarter. South with the basketball. Jake Maraskin is in. Over to Trueblood. On the left wing to Costello. Costello 1-on-1 behind his man. Got all the way to the rack. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound brought down by O'Connell. And South hustles back on defense. Harvey, right wing, gets it to Wendholz. He's pretty deep already. Draws the double team. Kicks it out. Harvey, lane for three. It's good. And Sidney has their first lead of the basketball game. 9-6. Red Raiders, 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. Trueblood, top of the circle. Swings it over on the left wing to O'Connell. Back up top, pass is picked off. Harvey, one-on-one, they'll let him go. He'll score. A five-point lead for the Red Raiders. And a timeout by Elkhorn South. Alex Baugh, out of the coaching family of Baughs, wants to settle it down with 4:26 to go in the first quarter of play. Sidney 11, Elkhorn South 6. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
State Tournament Basketball on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. Good run going on here by Sidney to take an 11-6 lead, seven in a row. Out of the timeout, they'll get it into the big fellow, Trey Kennenbeck, but he missed a layup, and Harvey will hustle out of there for the Red Raiders. Crossover dribble on the man-to-man. He'll hand it off to O'Connell. Top of the key, swings it right side to Berner. Back up top, O'Connell to Harvey, who hit the three earlier. The senior Harvey kicks it up top. Wildholz, 360 move. got away with one, kicks it out for a three-pointer, no good for O'Connell. Rebound brought down by South. Costello, outlet pass, front court to Maraskin. Back up top to Costello. Down on the low block, waiting for Trueblood outside. They'll go inside instead, and Kennebec will lay it up and in. 6'5 junior, averages 5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. And that'll break the 7-0 run here. The Red Raiders, 11-8, Sydney by three. Harvey calling up his guard teammate, Burner, but he's guarded too closely, can't hand it to him. Burner now takes it at the free throw line, back out to Wintholz. Top of the circle, and the Raiders take their time and get it to Harvey, spreading out this man-to-man to South. Off the screen, Harvey decides to pull up, take the three way off the mark. It's an air ball and put back up and in underneath by Ross. So good job underneath there by the Raiders to stay with it, and it's 13-8 off that miss. It was Wintholz, not Ross. Let me correct that. He's got the layup and the bucket. He's got six. Harvey's got five, and we've got our first television timeout of the Class B final. Sydney 13, Elkhorn South 8. We'll take a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
State basketball action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Sydney 13, Elkhorn South 8. Sydney, one of those teams that no one would have picked to win a state title. Even the Sydney fans had to hope to just get past Scott's Bluff in the first round. And sometimes that makes the weekend magical if you don't expect it and you come out and get the job done. Here's a three, a forced three by Elkhorn South. Costello way short, and the ball had to be saved in, and it's grabbed by Lane Harvey of Sydney. So out of the TV timeout, that can't be what South drew up. Harvey with a basketball, right side to Burner. Back up top, thinking about it as Ross. Swings it over to Brady Radcliffe, back to Harvey. Fadeaway three, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, so we're starting to see a little Class B street ball here early on. Last couple of minutes, they started off good. Transition basketball, get it inside, take the open look. Now, a lot of forced shots both ends, and that's why the score remains 13-8. Elkhorn South, two of their last eight from the field. And when's the last time Trueblood touched it? He's not even in there right now. Driving in and scoring will be Jake Maraskin as he puts his head down and steps through the double team. 13-10, Sydney by three. Elkhorn South had the early lead. Sydney got on a 7-0 run and maintains that lead here. Off a couple of screens, they'll go to Burner. Back over to Radcliffe. And a hand check foul on the screen switch by Elkhorn South. And for South, that'll be their second personal team foul. And checking back in for the Raiders will be O'Connell and Wintholz. The foul was on Maraskin, his first. Sydney up by three earlier today. High Plains and Winnebago picking up wins. Trouble to throw it in. They're even going to chase it down in the backcourt. And Maraskin wanting to give Radcliffe all kinds of problems, but Radcliffe grabs it and heads into the front court. Over to Heron. Over on the left wing, O'Connell. O'Connell drives baseline, kicks it in the corner. Harvey wide open. Radcliffe wide open. The three no good. Rebound brought down by Costello. Costello's outlet pass over everybody's head. And out of bounds, and now we'll go back to the starters here for Elkhorn South. Four players rotate in, including Trueblood, Patras, Cardell. And now Zane Anderson will, pardon me, not Zane, Carlos comes back in. So Coach Ball left a few of his starters on the bench a little longer out of that TV timeout and brings him into the ball game. Off the dribble, coming all the way to the left block, putting up a one-hand turnaround jumper and scoring, Colton O'Connell. Fast break, Trueblood. Trueblood, nobody gets in his way. He'll take it right down the middle. Missed the layup. Offensive rebound blocked in there by Colton O'Connell. And Sydney will come away with a basketball off the block of the Cardell shot. Nice job by the Raiders to get defense back, but Trueblood's not going to miss that shot more than twice out of 100 times. South loves to explode off the steal or off of the made bucket. Ball gets knocked away. Who are they going to say it's off of? Off of Sydney. Turnover for the Red Raiders. Don't forget, consolation games also going on. And in C2, end of the first quarter, Archbishop Bergen 9, Battle Creek 2. Earlier today in D2, Riverside over Minotaur 56-45. And in D1, Brooding Davenport Shickley over Heartland 55-47. They kick it over to Muraskin. He's getting squared for a three and doesn't catch the ball. So the teams exchange turnovers, and out of bounds it goes. And Sydney walks the ball up 38 seconds. Not a bad place to play for the last shot. You got a five-point lead. You've won the first quarter. Unless something crazy happens here. Harvey guarded out here by Muraskin. Looking for a screen, then breaks the five-second count. Down to 18 seconds. Gets rid of the basketball to O'Connell. Back over to Radcliffe out near midcourt. Stutter dribble and then got tied up in a blocking foul on Chad Carlos for Elkhorn South. And that's the second foul on Carlos. 11 seconds remain here in quarter number one. 15-10, Sydney trying to add to it here. And they'll lob it into the backcourt to Lane Harvey. Harvey looking inside, see if they pop Heron out. Instead, they get it in the paint to Heron. Left hand turnaround jumper set on the rim, wouldn't go. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Your score, Sydney 15, Elkhorn South 10. You're listening to the Class B Boys State Championship game on ESPN Radio, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. We head to the second quarter. Elkhorn South ball trailing Sydney 15-10. South was 4 of 14 in the first quarter for 28%. Sydney was 7 of 16 for 44%, but Sydney was just 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 6 of 8 from 2-point land. Elkhorn South 0 of 2 from 3-point land. Johnny Trueblood has 4 points for Sydney. Tyler Winholtz has 8, so both the leading scorers leading their team in the first quarter. And Sydney has a 5-point lead as we start the second quarter of play here on ESPN Radio. Trueblood over to Patrice, back up top. They'll get it to Muraskin, who starts the second quarter, trying to force it inside. They get it to Cardell. Cardell, nice move with the left hand, off the glass and in. So Mike Cardell makes it 15-12, 3-point lead here for the Red Raiders, and the ball picked away. Steal made Costello. Harvey comes in. Can't foul him, and the layup is good. He got his hand on the basketball, trying to knock it out of there, and it made for a weird-looking layup. But it is a one-point game and another pick. And to the other end is Muraskin. The layup is good, and Elkhorn South in 45 seconds has taken the lead. 16-15. And head coach Eric Cole not panicking, just calling out the play. I like what he's doing. Heck, Sydney up by five. Now they're only down one. Don't panic. Had back-to-back turnovers, pick and roll, and Wendholz can't handle it. Three straight turnovers. Here's Trueblood. Trueblood to the other end, and all they can do is foul. Brady Radcliffe with the personal foul. So Trueblood, he knows when there's blood in the water. He is so quick. Again, that's the young man. If you were at the Heartland Hoops Classic, scored 42. Broke the tournament record. Now he tries to make something happen off the inbounds, and Wendholz does a great job defensively. Stands his ground, does what most defenders can't do. He didn't bite and just took it out of his hands with a block and steal. Harvey now in the front court as Sydney tries to get some points here, and he is picked again. Outlet pass. Mrazek is trying to run it down. He does. Can't get a shot because it was too much of an outlet. They'll get it into the hands of Costello. Back to Trueblood for three. It hit the front of the iron. No good. Ball slapped out. Rebound brought down by O'Connell. And an over-the-back foul called on the Storm. Well, this is something to show out of the newness of the schools in the last decade. Two of our finalists so far today have the nickname Storm. High Plains won it in D1. And, of course, we're following our Tri-City Storm as they host Omaha tonight at 7:05. Storm let one get away with Lincoln last night, the only time they lost to Lincoln all year in eight tries. Tonight, 7:05, and it's on the breeze, 94.5. 16-15, Elkhorn South, 16-10 to go. Here in the quarter, Heron drives in. They double and knock it away again. That is five consecutive turnovers for Sydney. Trueblood this time passes on the three. Costello won't hit the front of the rim from a deep three. Top of the key. Rebound, Lane Harvey. So Sydney, who got off to a little bit of a slow start in the first quarter, trying to find their momentum here. Harvey takes it in at Trueblood, runs him over. The ball is blocked from behind by Costello. They're on the run again, taking it all the way to the rack. Another layup is missed, that time by Kennebec, and the rebound brought down by Jared Ross. So Elkhorn South, even with all these steals, haven't taken advantage of it. And they want to get the ball back in the hands of their point guard, Lane Harvey. Tight man-to-man defense guarded there by Costello. Just about every South player is taller than every Sydney player as they get it inside, and it sits on the rim for O'Connell. And Colton will get his second bucket. And then it's stolen away. Nice job by Heron at midcourt to steal it. Back to O'Connell. Doesn't have numbers. Throws it up. Draws a blocking foul. They're going to call the foul before the shot. O'Connell had one on four. And sometimes that's when you'll see the charge called. Because he was a bull in a china shop there. But the blocking foul called on Jace Patras, his first. And back out of the game is Jake Heron. And Wendholz will return. And he'll take the inbounds pass, leaping to get it on the right wing, guarded by Trueblood. Give and go to Harvey. He's in the paint, shortest guy on the floor, drew a foul. And Lane's going to go to the line and shoot two. Lane at 5'7". And the foul is going to be called on Justin Costello. And that's the sixth foul on the Storm, three on Sydney. 5:01 to go here in the first half. Sydney 17, Elkhorn South 16. And Harvey with a chance to extend the lead. And the first free throw is good. Again, just so many interesting storylines that we've had here today. The High Plains, Humphrey St. Francis game, the rematch, so much postseason history between them. High Plains winning their first state title. And the first one in decades for Clarks, Polk's, or Hortville. And the second free throw good for Harvey. Then you had the whole Winnebago story. They win it today, 66-51. Now here you got Sydney. Basically unheard of, really, once that they've done anything down here at State in 30 years. And here they are with the lead in the finals. But Johnny Trueblood cuts it to one as he just takes it to the rack. Sydney couldn't get that help down in time to stop him. And it's 19-18. Trueblood was six. Wendholz, left wing, switched up. Get it into the paint to Ross. Back over to Harvey, right corner. Harvey wanted to go up top. Instead, lobs it inside. Couple of quick passes and a layup for Ross on the assist from Ryan Berner. 21-18, Sydney. 4:20 to go, second quarter. So Sydney proving that they deserve to be here. Trueblood, they're trying to double him because the screen is set up there by Kennebec. They make sure he can't go right or left. So Johnny will get rid of it and get it back. with the dribble, starts left, goes right, finds the seam and scores. He saw that the hip was turned the wrong way, and that's just a little itty-bitty. That's a college NBA type thing that you learn. And he saw that they got turned the wrong way, and he was able to take him in. Here's Ross at the other end. He's in the paint, decides not to take it. 6 feet out to Harvey instead. He'll take the three, a tad strong, and Trueblood will grab the rebound. South can take the lead. Trueblood finds Canna back wide open, streaking to the rack, and he'll score. Assist for Trueblood, his second, and Elkhorn South has regained the lead. 22-21, back cut. They overthrow Colton O'Connell. O'Connell was open, and they overthrew him out of bounds. Turnover, Sydney. That'll be their eighth here in the first half. Don't forget, state tournament action is brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. An update from the consolation game that's being played right now in C2. It is Battle Creek getting back into the game. Archbishop Bergen 19, Battle Creek 15, 3 minutes to go before half. 3:15 to go before half here in the championship game in B. Elkhorn South 22, Sydney 21, been moving right along, and all the games have moved right along. Usually you have to wait, you're late. We had to wait to get this one started as a three-pointer. Garrett Streaks just checked in. First shot of the final. He knocks down the three, and Elkhorn South has turned a five-point deficit into a four-point lead. Heron sees an open lane, starts to drive, cut off there by Kennebec and kicks it out. Lob it inside. There's the big fellow, Wilthorn. He'll score. Wintholtz scores, draws the foul. He'll have a chance at a three-point play. Ty Wintholtz, 10 points already here in the first half, leading all scores. The foul was called on Zane Anderson, his first. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Recap of the first half stats. We'll look at what's coming up and what has already been. And Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald will join us. Wintholtz free throw, no good. Kennebec puts that big left paw up in the air, grabs it, and he gives it to Trueblood coast to coast, and Wintholtz fouled him. Wintholtz says, I thought that was a lot of ball. The trailing official made the call, and that will allow Trueblood to go to the line and shoot two. Elkhorn South isn't going to win the sportsmanship trophy. And if they do, we'll have to have a vote count. Free throw is up. And again, it's funny. It's that stuff we used to do in the 80s when we all went to school in the 90s or before the sportsmanship trophy when they introduced the Sydney players. They did the who cares, you know, each kid who cares. Now that automatically docks you right there. Second free throw up. Trueblood got that one. 26-23 Storm. 2:40 to go here in the first half. But they were mimicking the Cindy crowd there who didn't like that call. That won't work for sportsmanship points. Wintholtz walked. No, they're going to call a foul and give him the layup. There's a makeup call. All right, there you go. And now, and you can tell the Cindy fans looking at the Elkhorn South fans. Wait till they show this replay. Yeah, Wintholtz walked with the basketball. And they didn't call the walk. And instead, they called the foul. And Johnny Trueblood gets his first foul. And Wintholtz missed the free throw. So just a two-point play instead of a three. So a little excitement here in the last 30 seconds. 26-25 South, leading Sydney by one. Trueblood top of the circle, waiting to see what the defense is going to do. Heron to his right, takes him to the hoop, dishes it off at the last minute. And the shot is blocked. Maraskin has it blocked by Heron, run out to the other end, and a charge. A charge taken, Lane Harvey with the charge, taken by Patras. Nice job by Jake Patras to hold his ground. He knew the Bulls were loose. And coming into the game for Sydney will be Colton O'Connell. 2:07 to go here in the second quarter. 26-25, Elkhorn South back and forth. The largest lead for Elkhorn South, 4, for Sydney, 5. 2 minutes to go before halftime, and they'll get the ball in the hands of Patras. Patras swings it over to Trueblood on the right wing. Johnny puts it on the floor with his left-hand dribble, slipped as he went to shoot it, missed it. Kennebec got the rebound and put it up and in, and Trueblood's on the floor, and he reached for his ankle. He's hurt. Johnny Trueblood is a little hurt. He turned his left ankle. He's going to get up and hobble off the floor. He realized that he didn't want to lay on the floor forever. But as we said, he slipped on that shot, and he twisted his ankle. and he's going to jog, and I think maybe that's a previous injury. They're going to take him right to the locker room. True Blood, as they grab the case, they're going to hustle to the locker room. There's no reason to hustle to the locker room. There's a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. He'll be done for the rest of the half. You can't get anything taped and back out here unless another injury would occur. But South is going to hustle him back there. 28-25 South after the Kennebec putback. And backdoor inside, they get it to Wilholtz. Immediately take advantage of True Blood's replacement, and Ty gets the layup. So good, smart play by Sydney. 28-27 South with a one-point lead. A minute 25 to go. Rotated around the perimeter to Costello. Costello guarded by Harvey. Mismatch off the screen. 18-footer off the rim. Three times. Sets there, and it goes. It didn't want to, but somebody coaxed it in. Costello with the bucket. His second of the ball game. 30-27 Storm. Sydney into the hands of O'Connell. Gets it to Harvey right wing. Up top, Radcliffe. 1 minute to go in the half. Rotate it back into the corner to O'Connell. To Ross. Top of the key. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound grab by Garrett Streaks. 50 seconds to go. South would be wise to maybe play for one if they don't have a lane, but they think they do, and Ross negates the shot of Costello. Sydney wants to run. Harvey doesn't see the numbers. Goes cross court for the three. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound, blocked, and then a foul over the back. The three, no good by Radcliffe. The putback, no good by O'Connell. And then over the back on Ty Winholtz. And that'll be his second. So he and Harvey with two. For Elkhorn South, Costello with two. 32 seconds to go here. And they're going to get Winholtz out of the game and bring Heron into the game. Jake, 6'4", junior. 6.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. Getting the start again today. 30 seconds remain before half. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald will join us. We'll give you the first half stats. Update our C2 score in the consolation game. Look at what's happened already today. And preview the 4-3 finals still to go. Costello dribbling out the clock. Now we're ready to go. 10 seconds over to Streaks. Left wing. They'll get it to Moraskin. Starts to drive back out for a three-pointer. Costello fires, misses. Rebound brought down by Sydney. And we are at halftime. Elkhorn South 30. Sydney 27. Another entertaining first half of basketball here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Sometimes blowouts occur. Maybe that'll happen later. Maybe it happens in the second half here. But we've had some pretty entertaining basketball so far. Elkhorn South 30, Sydney 27. State tournament action brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. Our halftime report is next.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back, everyone, to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Every game here on ESPN Radio, game 3 of 6 from the State Boys Championships. It is Elkhorn South 30, Sydney 27. Earlier today, High Plains over Humphrey St. Francis, 64-61 in D1, and Winnebago over Columbus SCOTUS, 66-51 in C1. And they're just about at half of the C2 consolation game. Archbishop Bergen, 25, Battle Creek, 21. Already this morning, Riverside beat Minotaur, 56-45 in D2, and Bruning Davenport Schickley over Heartland in D1, 55-47. Well, it's the last day of the basketball season, but I know Stewart will be out covering some baseball or track or soccer by the end of next week.
Golf.
You're so smart. I'll never say that again. You're so smart. Stu Pospisil, the Omaha World Herald.
I don't do indoor track.
Joins here at halftime. Well, Stu, let's talk about first question. With the split at Elkhorn, Elkhorn South, Elkhorn, they're looking to build another school here in the near future. Everything stays B. How close are they to A? You can fill me in on that.
Well, Elkhorn South in another year, they're sitting right below Benson next year, and it's an off year for football. So I think when the football cycle starts again for 16-17, you're going to see Elkhorn South in Class A unless we do something with reclassification.
What do you think of the first half?
You know, it's been kind of the way Class B has been this year, a little choppy at times. And, you know, Elkhorn South has to get something out of more than just two players, and they have done that. You know, all their starters have contributed with Muriskin and Streaks and Patras. And, you know, I think now the key is how serious is that tweaked ankle of Johnny Trueblood's. I mean, if he's now full speed, it's going to be a tough second half for them.
Previous injury?
I haven't seen it. You know, I mean, he just kind of crumpled right in front of us with about 90 seconds left in the half. And
I just kind of thought the way he was acting, they kind of knew when they sprinted, and maybe it had already been, maybe it is taped and they're just going to retape it, but hopefully it didn't look that serious. We'll see him back, but it definitely, when you're the fastest guy on the floor, you want to have all four wheels working, hands, feet, everything.
Well, and his dad was from out your way. I don't know if you knew Tommy Trueblood from Lexington. 400 qualifier. I just looked it up. 400 qualifier back in 1983. So, well, the speed comes naturally.
I think that is one of the cool things about this year's state tournament. We have some different storylines. We had a great game there in the first game. High Plains and St. Francis have history in the postseason, had history this year. Then you get the whole Winnebago story. You've got Sydney, who nobody, I mean, they knew they were a good team, but nobody expected them to be playing here in the championship game, and they're holding their own. Then you finally get a chance for, like, a repeat. That was what the story was, the girls. You got Bancroft, Rosalie, the Class A game. We all know that there were so many, well, there were a lot of top-heavy four or five teams
right
in A that could have won it. And then St. Cecilia from our area, you get the top two. And St. Cecilia showed a little vulnerability last night against Battle Creek. So I think there's a lot of storylines. There's some teams with tradition, and there's some teams that you haven't heard of for 75 years.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's been a different type of tourney, and that's good. No two should be alike. And, yeah, I mean, the Winnebago storyline, I mean, just continues to go and grow. And, you know, what a great thing for them. And on the 75th anniversary, you talk about a nice round number to end a title drought. Now they're going to drop to C2 next year. So, you know, here's St. Cecilia with five juniors in the starting lineup. I mean, you could possibly see next year a state final between two returning champions.
See, that's why we have Stu. He crunches the numbers. He knows what he can tell us. And I threw out bringing Winnebago to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Now, I don't know.
They better get in there. Tino, if you're listening out there, call Jeff Burridge, call Adam James, the AD. Get that booked. And I you know, maybe you don't put them against St. Cecilia because they could play for right the state title. But I think the way Winnebago travels and the pride and the excitement that's in this program right now with one of the best of the 2017's class and David Winget, you know, I think it's a no-brainer. I think they draw minimum 500 and maybe 1,500 to watch that type of res ball.
Tino's got to find a team for his team to play, and I think that would be interesting. Even though Johanna Guy Fong will graduate, you know, Central Catholic always gives a great effort.
Do you think Tino wants to see them again? I mean, they just played them yesterday.
Get a shot at them. Get a shot at them. It'd be interesting.
It would.
What do you think from the Winnebago standpoint has been the most interesting part of that whole story? Because let's face it, when did you personally go, okay, this is more than just six and one, 10-1 basketball team?
Well, I had been saying since January, I mean, after they had played Bergen to within six, that okay, this is a storyline that we need to be following. And unfortunately for me, I had a couple, you know, they didn't have that many great opponents during the year. And, you know, the nights that they were playing somebody good, you know, I either had a family commitment or it just didn't work out. So the time I saw them first was up at the sub-district final at Oakland Craig against Wayne. And then Wayne will kind of ugly it up a little bit. But Bago didn't shoot that well that night. And they saw a 25-point lead go down to 12. And you're thinking, okay, they're a nice C1 team. You know, they get down here, right matchup, they win a game. Well, you know, when they come out and drill Wahoo like that, and Wahoo was a little dinged up. I mean, Jake Sheaf wasn't quite his normal self. He had a shin injury or whatever, had a compression bandage on. And, and then they attacked GICC yesterday and handled, you know, Johanna inside, which, you know, okay, now they can show that they've handled Heft in there, Bulk. And today, you know, with SCOTUS, again, they got the jump fast and, you know, forced SCOTUS into, you know, playing catch-up, and Grant Lom did not have a great game, which is too bad because he's had a fantastic career for SCOTUS, and today he also, something bigger in his life, he finds out if he gets accepted into MIT or not. So,
well,
he had 34 in his ACT. How about,
I took
that
it three
me.
Times. I took it three times and got that.
You can't add those together, Doug.
We've seen some of the Husker players hanging around. They continue to do so here today, and we are seeing some of the, we're seeing some entertaining basketball. We've got three more games to go. D2's up next. Bancroft, Rosalie, Exeter, Milligan, High Plains, who won D1, played both of them last year in the state tournament, lost to Bancroft, Rosalie. They didn't have a very pretty first-round game. They beat Bertrand, and then they looked a little bit better and slamming Riverside, but it looks like if Bancroft, Rosalie can play defense, they've got a shot to win two today.
Yeah, I think that with Bancroft Rosalie's defense and Exeter Milligan, looks like they're kind of a two-man show, which, you know, they're two very good football players, lose them and Kyle Jensen. It's kind of like Elkhorn South. You got to get that supporting cast to give you two here, three here, two here, and Exeter Milligan's going to be in that ball game. If not, then I think Bancroft wins a low-scoring game.
Let's take you to your bread and butter, Class A. How disappointing were the semifinals last night?
I can't repeat what I called them.
And it's been sometimes we get a blowout.
Think of Baby Ruth's and Caddyshack, okay?
Yeah. Well, Omaha South and Creighton Prep, though, do come through. Norfolk, without their crowd here, that takes a little bit away from them. But South, like I said, and we had talked about this, if South plays like they did the one time I saw them at the Heartland Hoops Classic, they're the best team. If they're not, there's three, or if they don't, there's three or four teams that can easily win it. What makes Creighton Prep good?
Depth and a steady Drew Homa inside who doesn't feel the need to score, but he's just kind of the glue. I mean, he goes hard for rebounds. He plays point at times, and he'll dish and you know, take the shots when he needs to. Tommy Pritchard was a national semifinalist in a 3-point voting contest. You know, when he's hot, like Millard West saw the other night, you know, you can, you know, bury yourself pretty quick with his shooting. You know, South, they play six. If there's an injury or foul trouble, now you're gaining to. So it's kind of how the game's going to be called tonight, how well South comes out on defense, and how well they put the ball in the hoop. And they've done that pretty well down here.
And then finally tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Freeman. Because it's C2, and you can wait till next year and see how things go, but considering St. Cecilia's resume, if they're impressive tonight, how far out of the all-class top 10 would a team be like that, since one of their wins is over Beatrice?
I don't know how far out they'll be at all. I mean, right now I'm seriously considering both Winnebago and St. Cecilia, depending how, you know, the Blue Hawks play tonight.
So how do you think this year was?
I think it was a little down overall. You know, I don't think this is a great B field by far. And I don't know about you, but B for a while just hasn't had great depth to it.
No. And the one thing I will say, and B even gets in there, at least all the this 30-27 halftime score, a lot of B finals, we might have 2 minutes left in the game down here, and this would be your score. And I thought, and maybe it's the games I saw, because Freeman 36, Archbishop 26, I wanted to watch. But I thought there was a lot more enjoyable, well-played, saw some offense basketball games in all classes this year.
At times, yeah. We don't have the – you take a look, I still think in 2.5 days, 27 points is the high point total by an individual. I mean, you haven't had the great breakout type 30, 35-point game that just makes you go, ooh.
The C2 record is still intact for another year.
And who holds that?
I don't know.
And we won't mention it.
It's almost embarrassing. But who's
that's 24. It's going to be his silver anniversary next year.
I know. And he kind of looks it, too. Who's the next great individual basketball player in this state? I mean, we've got a Nebraska recruit at Omaha South, but nobody knows because
he got hurt in the first quarter of the first game.
And
he's not that type.
Summer.
And he's not that type of player. I mean, he's going to be a garbage type player, hit the boards hard, give you 15 and 10 just because he's going to do the cleanup. But he can go out and shoot it too. I like players like Jackson Simons from Newman, David Winget from Winnebago. I mean, he's a legit 6'5". I mean, you see 6'5 in the program, I'm 6'3". I should be looking at him eye to eye if you take the normal measurement. I had to look up to him. I mean, he's a legit 6'5". If he gets to 6'7", 6'8", he's got a lot of good tools. That'd be a great story right there. But Logan Strom from Norfolk had a great freshman year. Didn't meet the expectations this year. I didn't feel. And, he's going to have to take control of that team next year. He's going to have to be the leader. And they've got three returning starters that will be sophomores going to juniors. They're still going to be a threat, but they're going to have to learn how and play better against teams with speed.
All right, Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. When do our Super State All-Nebraska teams come out? And
March 29th.
And do you have your five already, or do you still have some debating amongst yourself to do?
There's still some debating. I mean, this is a year that you just couldn't come into state and say, okay, these are the five or six and eliminate one. I mean, people have played their way up and played their way down.
All right, Stu, can't wait. March 29th, it'll be coming out, Omaha World Herald. And you can always check things out at worldherald.com and
anyprepzone.com.
Anyprepzone.com. And you can also catch you weekly still with Michael Sevier on the bottom line.
On most Tuesdays at 2:30.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
thanks,
good to
man.
See you, Doug.
Always a pleasure. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. Elkhorn South 30, Sydney 27 at the half. We'll take a look at the first half stats right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
And welcome back to High School Hoops. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your first half numbers for Sydney. They're led by Tyler Winholtz, 14 points, 4 rebounds. Colton O'Connell, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jake Heron has 3 rebounds. Lane Harvey, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Brady Radcliffe has a rebound. Ryan Berner, a rebound. Jared Ross, 2 points, a rebound, and a block. Also a block for Heron and Winholtz. 27 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Just 1 of 11 from three-point land. 8 turnovers, 3 block shots for Sydney. They still shot 46% in the first half, despite 1 of 11 from three-point land. For Elkhorn South, Mike Cardell, 2 points, four rebounds. Jace Patras, 2 points and a rebound. Chad Carlos, a rebound. Johnny Trueblood leads the way with 9 points, three rebounds. Justin Costello, 4 points, three rebounds. Jake Maraskin, 4 points, 3 points and a rebound for Garrett Streaks. And 6 points, two rebounds for Trey Kennebec. 30 points, 17 rebounds. Three out of four from the free throw line. One of six from three-point land. Two blocks and four turnovers. Elkhorn South shot 42% in the first half, and they lead it 30-27. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Personal fouls for Elkhorn South. Carlos and Costello have two. Wintholz and Harvey have two for Sydney. We'll start the second half right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Start the second half. Sydney Ball, nice pick and roll, and a foul called. Wintholz will go to the line. Well executed. Rolled him off the high post. Just dropped it over the top of the switch and at the line to shoot two. Ty Wintholz. First one up, and no good. Foul called on Justin Costello, and now he has three. Second free throw, around and out, no good. So missed them both, and the board grabbed by Patras. Into the hands of Costello, gives it to Trueblood. A little gimpy on that ankle. He was working it out during the break, and now Wintholz, he reached over the top and committed his third foul. And they're going to take him out right away. Your leading scorer, they wasted no time to take him out and bring Jared Ross in. And that was just a silly foul, and Wintholz knows it. Don't poke at the ball. They're going to get you for it. So South basketball. Cardell into Patras. Back out Costello. 4-3. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound Heron. Jake outlet right wing. Harvey thought about the long outlet, but decides to give it to Heron. Top of the key, three from way back there, no good. Ross tall enough that he got the offensive board. Missed the four-foot putback. Got it again. And now hesitant to shoot, he'll kick it out to Harvey. Reset here by the Red Raiders. 30-27 South, first minute of the second quarter. Harvey guarded by Costello. But Costello just got his third. Let's see if they make a play to take it at him. He stayed in there, lobbing into Ross. Turnaround jumper blocked by Trueblood. And taken away by the South. Up the floor with it is Trueblood, left wing. They get in front of him, so he'll give the outlet pass to Carlos, who has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. And I think Trueblood, he's a little hurt. He's limping. He's biting that bottom lip. They'll get it into him. One of those things where if you can just stay in the game, there's no major delays, you'll probably just become numb to it after a while. As he'll drop it off to the baseline, and Ross will just rip it out of the hands of Chad Carlos. That was a block and yank right there. Here's Radcliffe into Ross, uncovered at the other end. The layup is good. Radcliffe with the assist. First points of the second half belong to Sydney. 30-29. Elkhorn South by one. Trueblood with it. Top of the circle, gives it off left wing to Patras. Patras drives, cut off by Heron. Back out top, Costello. Doesn't want the three to Trueblood. At first test on Trueblood will be if he takes it to the hoop. Let's see when he will do that. Everybody outside, a three by Patras is an air ball and out of bounds. And it didn't matter. All five Storm players were out around the arc. They weren't getting the rebound anyway. And back into the ball game will be Kennebec. Give him a little more height inside. And Maraskin checks in as well. For Elkhorn South, Trueblood is still out there. They didn't take him out for a rest. And you probably can't, because as soon as that rests, he will have to go all over it again. Another pick and roll. Down low, Heron, and he'll lay it up and in. So Jake looks like a football player, but he can play basketball. And he's done well as the ball is stolen away. Radcliffe. Heron was open, but they don't get the run out to him. So it'll be brought into the front court by O'Connell. Stops at the right elbow and gives it off to Harvey. Pick on a ball screen by Ross. Back out, Heron. Guarded by Kennebec. Skip pass up top. Heron. He'll try another three. Off the front of the iron. No good. Long rebound. And Trueblood finally gets it about midcourt. He weaves his way all the way to the rack. Scoop shot. No good. Tip Kennebec. No good. Ross rebound. Outlet to Harvey. Two on two. Harvey crossover. Paint. Left hand layup. Good. Good transition bucket by Sydney. And a timeout by Elkhorn South. 5:07 to go. Third quarter. Sydney has started the second half on a 6-0 run. Red Raiders 33, Storm 30. The Class B championship game is here on ESPN Radio. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. In the consolation game at halftime, Bergen led Battle Creek 27-25 in C2. And now it's Bergen 35, Battle Creek 33, underway in the third. Here it's a 6-0 run to start the third quarter by Sydney. The Red Raiders lead Elkhorn South 33-30 with 5:07 to go in the third quarter. State tournament action brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Storm with a basketball. Sydney getting real handsy up there with O'Connell on Trueblood. He'll give the basketball off to Moraskin. He'll drive, dish it for Kennebec. Missed the open layup with the left hand. And Heron gets the rebound. So a couple of gimmies there that South has missed to start the second half. Harvey dribbles it to the weak side, right side, and then just lost the basketball. He was looking inside while he was dribbling, and his hand missed the ball. Turnover, Sydney. That is the 10th in the game for the Red Raiders. 5 for Elkhorn South. But South hadn't scored in the first 3:20. Kennebec out top. He'll get it back to Kennebec. He's fouled. Heron trying to get off that screen. Good quick pass inside by Costello. Two free throws coming up for Trey Kennebec. Kennebec has not been to the line. He has 6 points so far in the game and 2 rebounds. And Trey settles down. Takes a couple of dribbles, puts it up, and bounces around. No good. A little college basketball going on today. Kentucky got out early. They lead Auburn in the SEC semifinal, 83-61. Wisconsin beat Purdue in the Big Ten semis, 71-51. Maryland and Michigan State will get going here at the bottom of the hour. Second free throw. Kennebec short, no good. Rebound, Heron, who committed the foul. And he'll dribble it into the front court, but he wants to get it to Harvey, but nobody picks him up. So he'll take it to the right elbow, then kick it back out to Harvey. And Coach Cole, with instructions to his team, getting free on the right side. They'll kick it on the left wing. Three-pointer, no good. O'Connell, offensive rebound, back up and in for Ryan Berner. And it's 35-30, Sydney equaling their largest lead of the game, up by 5. Trueblood wants it right back. Starts the left baseline dribble, 360 move, puts up the one-hand runner, no good. Rebound, Heron. Heron up the right side, looking for more for the Red Raiders of Sydney in their first state championship game in 34 years. Back out top, Harvey. They had just a couple of the 81 players here. Heron from 18 hits another one. And Jake Heron starting to feel it here. For the Red Raiders, his second bucket to go along with 7 boards. And right now, that's a game high. 37-30, Sydney. Making believers out of more than just their fans. Three-pointer up and in at the other end by Zane Anderson. Zane Anderson, his first bucket. And Sydney will bring it into the front court. Get it into the hands of Heron again. Heron gets it back up top, starts to drive, runs into the double team. He'll give it off to O'Connell. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound brought down by Zane Anderson, who quickly gets it to Costello. Justin across the timeline, fires it baseline. Kennebec takes it at Heron, scores and draws the foul. Heron was not straight up and down. He had his forearms trying to cover Kennebec, and you're going to get that called every time. So Trey, a chance at a three-point play, and South can cut it to one. And for Heron, that is his second foul, and a timeout on the floor. The TV timeout comes with 2:51 to go in the third quarter of play in the Class B Championship. Sydney 37, Elkhorn South 35. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, looking to crown our third state champion of 2015 on the boys' side. Sydney 37, Elkhorn South 35, 2:51 remains. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you sports action throughout the year, the final day of the winter sports season. We've been through wrestling twice, swimming, girls state basketball, now boys state basketball, and Kennebec to shoot a free throw to complete the three-point play, no good. And Jake Heron will grab rebound number 8, and as Harvey brings the ball up the floor, I think they just ding Costello for another one of those ticky-tack fouls, and he has 4. So Costello will come to the bench with his 4th foul. They've left him in there this whole time with 3. And Winholtz has 3 for Sydney, but they've been kind of subbing him in and out. So it'll be Sydney basketball. 3rd foul on Sydney, 2 fouls on Elkhorn South. And here is Radcliffe on the right wing for the Raiders. Bounce pass on, nobody was open, and threw it right into the hands. You just didn't see Patras. Patras gets the steal up to Zane Anderson. To the trailer, Patras swings it over the left wing. Back up top, Anderson, 4-3. It is good. The three-pointer knocked down by Zane Anderson. He averages 2.5 a game. That's his 2nd 3, and Elkhorn South has scored 8 in a row to regain the lead, 38-37. They're doing it without Trueblood. Harvey tries to answer with a 3, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Ryan Berner, trying to find Ross on the block. A free-for-all. It's out of bounds off Sydney. What a shift in momentum we have seen in this basketball game 3 or 4 times. And check it out, Harvey and Heron for Sydney. Heron disgusted with himself that he couldn't grab that rebound. And Elkhorn South will get it to Johnny Trueblood. He hasn't scored this half. He's 4 of 4 from the field, 4 of 14 from the field. He's trying to get something set up here. Crossover dribble, gets it into the paint, and he's going to get a hand check foul called on the Red Raiders. He can get by the first two guys. That third guy always seems to be in the way. Colton O'Connell will be called for the foul, his 2nd. And it will be underneath their own hoop for Elkhorn South. Lob it out to Trueblood. Johnny, couple of dribbles. Takes it out between the circles and swings it right side into the hands of Zane Anderson, who just hit the 3 to give him the lead. Back out Trueblood, spreading the floor here. As Sydney has went zone, driving in and scooping it up, missing the shot is Jake Maraskin. And down the floor, Winholtz. Winholtz doesn't have numbers, doesn't matter. Drives in, kicks it out to Bender. Berner gets it down to the low block. Ross back out to Winholtz. Ty looking for a little ball screen. Fake move back out top to O'Connell. And Sydney is on a dry spell. Haven't scored here in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. When Heron put him up 37-30. Now a minute to go in the third quarter of the state final. Driving in O'Connell, got bumped a little bit, but still threw up a rainbow that found the pot of gold. And O'Connell knocks it down for his sixth point, 39-38 Sydney. 45 seconds to go, and it looks like Coach Baugh has decided to call for one. And Sydney says, fine. And O'Connell says, come on, crowd, get into it. Alex Baugh calling signals here. 30, 25, clock continues to run. 20 seconds, both coaches with signals here, trying to set up this one last play of the third quarter. Zane Anderson looking intently at Trueblood. I think they've got something between those two. And they throw it to Anderson, left corner, three-pointer on the way, short, no good. Rebound, tipped up and in, and that's how the quarter will end. The tip at the horn will give Elkhorn South a one-point lead heading into the fourth quarter of play. Sydney trailing by one on the tip by Brady Bender. 39 for Sydney, 40 for Elkhorn South. The Storm up by one. State tournament action brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Don't forget to see their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Arma Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Arma Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Arma Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, these two basketball teams will head home on I-80, and one will take a little less than an hour to get to their school, the other a four-hour bus ride. Which one will be more joyous? We'll find out in 8 minutes. Elkhorn South 40, Sydney 39. South will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. They have their original five out there, except for Costello, who has four fouls, and Zane Anderson is in for him. And then now they brought Moraskin out there. So Moraskin's out there with Patras, along with Crandall. And then you've got Johnny Trueblood. Here's Patras for a three. Patras' three-pointer at the top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound, though. Back out for another three. Zane Anderson, no good. And Sydney will grab it with Brady Radcliffe. Radcliffe gives it off to Harvey. And their original fiver out there with Heron, O'Connell, and Winholtz. Nobody in double figures for Elkhorn South scoring. It's still Trueblood with nine. He didn't score in the third quarter. Kennebec has eight. Winholtz had 14 for Sydney. And add some more. Lane Harvey just inside the three-point arc. Knocks it down for a deuce, and it's 41-40. Sydney was up seven in the third quarter. Elkhorn South scored eight in a row, and we're back to a dogfight. Trueblood, top of the circle. Sprained his ankle a little bit right before halftime. Moraskin a three. It's short. Ball loose. Out of bounds. Trying to save it was Patras, but couldn't get there in time. Exactly 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter of play. By the way, in our consolation game, if you're interested in that, in C2, they have just started the fourth quarter. Archbishop Bergen 48, Battle Creek 40 earlier today. Riverside beat Minotaur 56-45 in D2, and Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Heartland 55-47 in D1. Here's O'Connell. Left block, lobs it inside. Winholtz, ball fake. Nobody bites. Second time, no good. Rebound brought down by Cardell. Outlet Trueblood. Now Trueblood goes coast to coast, lays it up. No good, and he is fouled. Boy, that did everything but drop. Trueblood saying, well, how did that not go in? So he looks for his 10th point. Earlier today in the championship games, High Plains went on a 17-0 run in the fourth quarter to beat Humphrey St. Francis 64-61, and Winnebago got it done, beating SCOTUS 66-51. Trueblood's first free throw good. And we are knotted up 41-41. Haven't been very many ties in this game. That is the fourth tie of the contest. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. Elkhorn South regains the lead. South is in better shape than they were yesterday. They were down 10 with just over 4 minutes to go and came back and beat Gretna 59-58. Sydney, pick and roll down low. O'Connell's there. He'll grab it and score. Heron with the assist. 43-42, Red Raiders. Shrewblood up the floor, trying to see if he can catch the Red Raiders napping. Over to Zane Anderson. Anderson, skip pass up top. Patras, right corner. They'll hand it off even deeper to Cardell, trying to drive baseline on Heron. Reverse layup, partially blocked at the front of the rim. No good. Ball on the floor. Jump called. Arrow points the way of Sydney. 5:58 to go. Heron got caught up in there. You can hear the Elkhorn South fans wanted a foul. But instead, we get a jump ball. And walking it up, Lane Harvey. Bounce pass, got it to Winholtz, got away from Trueblood. Tough fadeaway jumper. He lost his balance and just chucked it up there. And then Trueblood gets the rebound, and Lane Harvey won't let him get to the hoop. And Lane Harvey will be called for his third personal foul. That is the sixth foul on Sydney. Two have been called on Elkhorn South. 5:42 remains in the game, and Costello now comes back in for Elkhorn South, as does Chad Carlos and Trey Kennebec. And staying on the floor will be Patras and Trueblood. Down by one. Elkhorn South with the ball. 5:40 to go in the game. Harvey trying to keep pace here with Costello. He hasn't scored a lot, but it seems like he has. He's been all over the place. Running him off some screens, and that opens it up for Trueblood. Attacks the left side and takes it all the way to the rack and scores. They were watching the screen on Costello, and Trueblood just followed him right to the hoop. Heron at the other end, a charge. Running over Trueblood. Trueblood takes that charge. Gets up saying, let's go, let's go, let's keep it going. One of these teams trying to separate here as we head into the middle portion of quarter four. Elkhorn South 44, Sydney 43, 5:16 to go. Elkhorn South looking for their first state title in the infancy of Elkhorn South. And that area, obviously, of Omaha growing so quickly. They'll have another school coming up very shortly. Here's Trueblood for three. Ooh, that was an air ball. You could count on your hand how many air balls Johnny Trueblood has shot this year. But that ankle may be affecting it. And here comes Sydney the other way. Three-pointer, Heron, no good. Rebound brought down by Costello. Costello runs into the double team. Sydney wanted to walk, didn't get it. Back to Trueblood. Over on the left wing, driving baseline. Pull-up jumper hit the side of the board. And then a foul on Kennebec over the back off the miss from Jake Maraskin. You look at the history of Elkhorn South. Last year, they lost in the semifinals to Scutt and Beek York in the third-place game. The first year they got here, they lost to South Sioux City in overtime in the semifinal game and then took fourth as they lost to Gretna. So a third and a fourth the last 2 years. Now they're trying to get a first. Elkhorn, the last time just Elkhorn won a title was 2008 in Class B. They got the they were the runner-up, in 2008. Shot no good at the other end. Rebound Kennebec and undercutting him and getting the foul, Ryan Berner. So Elkhorn at no level has won a state championship. Mount Michael did in their heyday back in 85 and 83, and then they were the runner-up in 84, that great run by Killer Kane. But Elkhorn Public School has never won a boys' state basketball title. We are in the 1-1 now for Elkhorn South. And at the line to attempt is going to be the 6'5 junior Trey Kennebec. Takes his time. First free throw up and good. In the C2 consolation game, Archbishop Bergen has got another cushion. Bergen 51, Battle Creek 44 in the fourth. Second free throw now coming up for Kennebec. And he'll take his time, fire, and score. Up and in, 4:10 to go in the game. Elkhorn South by 3. Their biggest lead at any time has been 4. And that was midway through the second quarter. With it is Radcliffe. Outside the arc, they give it to O'Connell. Lob it inside, Winholtz is open. Left-hand layup, good. The exact answer Sydney needed. 46-45. Trueblood, coast to coast, ran into Winholtz. No call, ball loose, picked up, and Kennebec is fouled on the putback. They didn't call a block. They didn't call a charge. Everybody kind of stood there. Kennebec just grabbed the ball, and Heron picks up his fourth personal foul, and Kennebec goes right back to the line. He's 2 of 5. So for Sydney, Heron with 4, Harvey, O'Connell, and Winholtz with 3. For Elkhorn South, Costello with 4. Nobody else has more than 2, and that's Carlos. He has 2. Nobody else with more than 1. Kennebec, first of 2, good. 47-45, Elkhorn South, 3:46 to go. It's been fun here in the opening session at Pinnacle. We've had some dandies, and in between, Winnebago didn't come down to the wire, but it was a fun game to watch if you were impartial. Second free throw now for Kennebec is up. It is good. And a timeout will be called by Elkhorn South. They'll have 2 remaining. Sydney has all of theirs. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Elkhorn South 48, Sydney 45. 3:46 remains in the Class B title game here on ESPN Radio.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. It is Sydney Ball trailing by 3, 3:45 to go in the Class B final. No team has led by more than 7. That was Sydney midway through the third quarter. And then Elkhorn South scored 8 in a row, and it's been back and forth ever since. Lane Harvey drives, draws the double team. And we're going to get a hand check foul called on Elkhorn South. Garrett streaks. And that's still only the 4th foul, his first. Sydney will have an inbounds play underneath their own hoop. They'll lob it to Ross. He backs in on the big fella, then kicks it into the corner for Radcliffe. A 3, no good. Ross got the rebound against the double team, clears area, puts it up, missed, and then it's knocked out by Kennebec. Still Sydney ball. Ross had position there on Kennebec and could not finish. And so it'll be Sydney ball underneath their own hoop. They do the same thing into Ross. He's trying to get it to Winholtz. Back to Harvey. Off the screen. Spins in the lane. Off balance. Bad shot. Doesn't go. Off the window. Trueblood with it. Down the middle of the floor. Trying to go coast to coast. Kicks it out of the wing. Then back up top. Costello fakes the 3. Right elbow. 16-footer. Good. Elkhorn South with their biggest lead of the day. 50-45. Still 3 minutes to go. Here's O'Connell for 3. It doesn't go. Rebound brought down and knocked all the way into the backcourt, and then a foul on Costello. He just fouled out of the game. That was a weird play. The 3 missed. Costello got the rebound on the runout, and then it got poked away from behind, rolled all the way to the other end. And as they picked up the ball, Costello, still going for it, called for his 5th personal foul. And that is going to be it for the sophomore, Justin Costello. Still not in a bonus as it's the 5th foul, but a break there for the Red Raiders. They were in time and possession mode. They can't afford to go down any farther. 50-45, Elkhorn South. Sidney Ball. Winholtz, same spot he just missed from. Pick and roll. Get it down low, back out to O'Connell. He'll try it again. No good. Missed two of them from the same spot. Rebound brought down, and is it a jump or a foul? A foul on Sidney as Jake Maraskin was triple-teamed on his rebound. He pulled it down. Three Red Raiders tried to tie him up. And Sidney, 0 of their last five, 1 of their last 9 from the field, stuck on 45. And at the line to shoot two will be Maraskin. First free throws of the game, he has 4 points. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is short. No good. Second free throw coming up in a 5-point game with just 2.5 to go in the state championship. And Johnny Trueblood of Elkhorn South gutting it through that sprained ankle. Second free throw also no good. Heron with his 10th rebound. Outlet in the front court. They want to run. Winholtz is open. He'll lay it up and in, and they call a foul. Chance for a 3-point play in 5 seconds. Sidney scores. Trying to keep that crowd in it on their side. Sidney, for being as far out west as they are, they've got a good crowd here today. Obviously, it's easier to travel, but when the closer you are, but boy, when... Elkhorn South unhappy about Jace Patras being called for the foul. They must have thought it was on somebody else. Nonetheless, the free throw, Winholtz can't get it to go, and the rebound brought down by Kennebec. So Kennebec with the rebound, he continues to pull him down here. That is his 5th of the game. 2:10 to go. Class B final. Elkhorn South 50, Sidney 47. Johnny Trueblood has the ball. Winholtz running him down, gets by him, goes to the baseline. Maraskins kicks it back out. Zane Anderson fakes the three, steps inside for a 16-footer and hit it anyway. Nice bucket by Anderson. Harvey up the floor, doesn't have numbers, tries to force it inside from O'Connell, off of him, then off Maraskins and out of bounds. Both teams, everybody trying to politic for calls right here, but they got that one right again. And now here comes Garrett, streaks in. Zane Anderson out, trying to give him that defense offense. Switch. 1:49 remains, 52-47. They get it near the right corner to Radcliffe, out to Harvey. Lane looking inside, a lot of pushing. He'll drive, kick it out. There's nobody there. Lane Harvey and Ty Winholtz had some miscommunication. And out of bounds it goes. Coach Cole still has all 5 timeouts for Sidney. And he'll have to start using them here because Elkhorn South has the ball and a 5-point lead. So far here in the fourth quarter, South has outscored Sidney 12-8. And Trueblood will push it up the floor, bring it to the left elbow, and wisely bring it out. I think Elkhorn South, if you ain't got a layup, they're going to just run clock. Trueblood gives it to Cardell. That's not the guy you want to foul. Over on the wing, Anderson for 3. No good. A long rebound grab by Patras, and they'll try again. A big offensive rebound for Elkhorn South. Trueblood grabbed. He's going to the line. And that is double-digit fouls on Sidney, so every free throw, 2 shots. Trueblood, 3 of 4 at the line. 13 points leads the team, but well below his 23.5 points per game average. Foul on Brady Radcliffe is his 3rd. And the first of 2 free throws, Trueblood, up and good. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. So Trueblood got them both. It's a 7-point lead, the biggest of the game for Elkhorn South, and there's only 1:10 to go. Sidney needs to score on every possession. Heron on the left elbow, spins to the right. Defender in his way, puts it up, no good. Tip try, Winholtz, no good. Rebound, Sidney, can't get it. And a foul called. And that will send Cardell to the line to shoot 2. 1 minute remains. Sidney, who was up after 1, down three at the half, up seven midway through the third. And since then, it's been Elkhorn South on a 24-10 run. Cardell now to shoot two. And Sydney's got to start thinking three-point shots. The first one is no good, and that's not good. Sydney is 1 of 21 from three-point land in the ball game, and that's why they're getting beat by seven. You just get anything to go. Second free throw good. 55-47, a minute to go. Harvey into the front court. Play called, no timeout. Radcliffe on the right wing. Up top, O'Connell, deep three. It doesn't hit anything, and it goes out of bounds. Subbing back in, Zane Anderson, and finally, Sydney's going to call a timeout. With 50 seconds to go, South has the ball, and their largest lead of the game by eight. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Today's Seeds to Success are brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy, Pioneer.com on your mobile, Pioneer.com on the smartphone. Full court pressure here by Sydney, trying to force a 10-second count, but they'll get the run out into the front court to Maraskin. He wants to kill clock, and a foul will stop it with 41 seconds. Well, it's hard to just point to what has hurt Sydney here. And really, the seeds to success here for Elkhorn South has just hit their free throws down the stretch. You have done your job. You have stuck with it. And you have forced Sydney into seven more turnovers than you. But again, Sydney has shot the ball better from the field. And they're still 1 of 21 from three-point land. Maraskin hits it. Elkhorn South, 3 of 16. So three-pointers has not been a big factor in this game. Although just those two made a six-point difference in what was an eight-point game. Now nine as the free throw is good. Second one up, it is good. And so another big fourth quarter for Elkhorn South, just like yesterday. 40 seconds to go. Harvey into the front court. And a foul going to be called on Elkhorn South. And that will put them at the line in the 1-1. That's the one thing you don't want to do if you're Elkhorn South. Clock stop, chance to score. Lane Harvey will go to the line. He's got 11 points. 2 of 2 at the line. The foul on Johnny Trueblood was his second. So Harvey, the front end of the 1-1, puts it up, and it's good. A final. Well, they're not in a final. It's down to a minute to go, and Battle Creek is caught up almost. Archbishop Bergen 55, Battle Creek 53, under a minute to go in the third place game in C2. Second free throw, Harvey, on the way. It's good. 57-49, Elkhorn South. Sydney, you got a foul. They just let Trueblood come up the floor. And finally, all the way at the free throw line, they foul. That is a tremendous mistake. They didn't have any defense up to deny Trueblood the ball. And now it looks like Elkhorn South's Sydney has a foul out here. They called it on Heron. And that's it for Jake Heron. The junior will foul out of the game. Sydney's going to be back. They lose only two seniors, Lane Harvey and Jared Ross. That's Sydney Scott's bluff duel over the next couple of years. Going to be a dandy. Already was a little bit this year. Trueblood to shoot two. First one is good. Elkhorn South, 15 out of 22 now at the line. 12 of 18 here in the half. Second free throw for Trueblood. It's good. Gets the lead back to 10. It looked for a long time that Sydney might get it done, but it's not going to happen. Lane Harvey into the paint, runs into the defender, tries to draw the foul, no good. Rebound Ross, puts it back up and in, and a timeout with 20 seconds to go on the putback from Jared Ross. And Elkhorn South did the right thing. They just kind of got in the way, as Sydney brought the ball down the floor. But once they got it inside, fine. Go ahead. Make your shot. We don't want to be called for a foul. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 20 seconds to go. Elkhorn South 59, Sydney 51.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Elkhorn South to throw it in, 20 seconds, and they find True Blood again. They don't foul him. Sydney still not fouling. Still not fouling, and finally Lane Harvey gets Moraskins with 13 seconds to go. 59-51, Elkhorn South going to win the state championship here in Class B. But Sydney, like Winnebago earlier today, although the result will be different, proving that they belong. Moraskin's free throw is up and good. Sydney will get one more possession, and that should pretty much do it. The Red Raiders just two of their last 10. Elkhorn South outscoring Sydney 20-12 here in the quarter. But Sydney, 4 of 9 from the free throw line, 1 of 22 from three-point land. Just a couple more each, and they are right there. Ross with the rebound off the missed free throw. Harvey into the front court, takes it all the way to the rack. Missed the layup. Ross put back. No good. Elkhorn South grabs it, and they toss it in the air as the Class B state champions for 2015. Elkhorn South 60, Sydney 51. We'll be back with the new West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show in a minute right here on ESPN Radio and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, where we are halfway through the 2015 Boys State High School Basketball Championships. Elkhorn South joins Winnebago and High Plains as champions. High Plains, first ever state title. Elkhorn South, first ever state title. Winnebago, first state title in 75 years. Some new blood so far. But coming up next, Bancroft Rosalie has a chance to repeat in D2 against Exeter Milligan. That'll tip at 4:30. Then what should be a dandy in Class A, Omaha South, will be taking on Creighton Prep. That game is set to get underway at 6:30 tonight. Omaha South and Creighton Prep had easy wins yesterday. And earlier this year, Omaha South and Creighton Prep, unbelievably, if I double-check this right, they played one time, and South beat Creighton Prep 62-52 midway through the season in their only meeting, and they'll have the rematch tonight. And then Hastings St. Cecilia will look for their first state title since winning 3 in a row in 8, 9, and 10 when they take on Freeman, and it won't be easy. Freeman comes in with a record of 27-2, and they will take on St. Cecilia at 8:30 tonight here on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. They're about ready to hand out some more sportsmanship trophies. Sydney will win it in Class B. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will win it in D1. In the consolation game, Archbishop Bergen did beat Battle Creek 55-53 in C2. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers of our game. Elkhorn South 60, Sydney 51 in the Class B final right after this.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of this basketball game as Elkhorn South is your Class B champion. We'll start with Sydney. Jake Heron, 4 points, and a game-high 10 rebounds for Heron before fouling out in the last minute of the ball game. He also had one block shot. Colton O'Connell, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Tyler Winholtz, as he's done all season, led Sydney again this afternoon with 18 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Brady Radcliffe had 2 rebounds. Lane Harvey, 13 points, 3 rebounds. Ryan Berner had 2 points, 4 rebounds, and Jared Ross, 6 points, 9 rebounds. 51 points in the ball game for Sydney, 27 in the first half, 24 in the second half. In the rebounding department, 12 offensive, 29 defensive, 41 boards in the game for Sydney, and they were able to pick up a handful of second-chance points off of that. At the free throw line, the Red Raiders were 4 of 9, but from three-point land, 1 of 22, and obviously that's what was the main reason they lost the basketball game here today. They had 13 turnovers, 4 block shots, shot 46% of the first half, 34% of the second half, 23 of 58 for the game, shooting right at 40%, and of course 4.5% from three-point land, 44% from the free throw line. Sydney got 38 points in the paint, 6 points off turnovers, 8 second-chance points, and 8 points off of their bench. They will end the season, Sydney will, at 22-5. For Elkhorn South, Mike Cardell, 3 points, 8 rebounds. Jace Patras, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Chad Carlos, 1 rebound. Johnny Trueblood got the job done, playing on a bum angle most of the second half. 17 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Justin Costello, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Jacob Maraskin, 7 points, a rebound. Garrett Streaks, 3 points, a rebound. Zane Anderson, he came up clutch in the second half. He's that kid. You know, Stu was talking about possible at halftime. You need somebody to help out your big two. He came out, hit a couple of big shots, a couple of threes, ended up with 8 points, 1 rebound, and Trey Kennebec, 12 points, 5 rebounds, and a block shot. Elkhorn South had 30 points in each half, 10 in the first, 20 in the second, 10 in the third, 20 in the fourth, 60 points, 36 rebounds, 9 offensive, 27 defensive. They were at the line a lot, 17 out of 25. They didn't shoot the three well either, 3 out of 16, as Trueblood and Costello just couldn't find the range. They did have 3 block shots and 6 turnovers. Elkhorn South shot 42% in the first half, 30% in the second half. They shot only 37% for the game, 20 of 54, but it was enough to get the job done. 28 points in the paint, the big number, 30 points off the bench. Half the points Elkhorn South scored today were off their bench. And Elkhorn South will take that loss to Gretna in the districts, use the wild card, and turn it into a state championship with a record of 21-5. Elkhorn South, the first state title in school history. They played on Saturday 3 straight years, got a third, a fourth, and today they get a first-place medal. We'll take a break and wrap things up on the New West postgame show after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 and 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's going to need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And the Elkhorn South players right in front of us here at the scorer's table, bringing the state championship trophy over to show it their fans. Johnny Trueblood holding it along with Justin Costello. They'll lose four of their five starters. Costello will be back, so Elkhorn South will have to reload a little bit, but again, as one of the biggest schools in Class B, you know they're going to have some great kids coming up. And for Sydney, don't be surprised to see them back here at the state tournament. They lose only Lane Harvey and Jared Ross off their ball club. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We have come to the break here at the state tournament, where fans will be cleared out of the arena and we'll get ready for session two, which will tip off in about 90 minutes, a little over an hour and a half. It will be the Class D2 championship. Bancroft Rosalie looks to repeat against Exeter Milligan, then Class A Omaha South and Creighton Prep at 6:30, and Hastings St. Cecilia Freeman in C2 at 8:30, all here on ESPN Radio. And the final game will also be heard simulcast on Classic Hits 98.9. In case you missed anything earlier today, in the consolation games in C2, Bergen holds off Battle Creek 55-53. In D1, Bruning Davenport Shickley over Heartland 55-47. In D2, Riverside beat Minotaur 56-45. And at 3 o'clock, the final consolation game over at Lincoln Southeast, Grand Island Central Catholic will take on Wahoo Newman. In the first championship game today, High Plains rallied from 10 down in the fourth quarter with a 17-0 run and beat Humphrey St. Francis 64-61. Winnebago led from start to finish to claim their first title in 75 years as they beat Columbus SCOTUS, denying the Shamrocks their first ever boys state title 66-51. And here, Elkhorn South able to pull away in the fourth quarter after trailing by 7 midway in the third. Elkhorn South 60 and Sydney 51. State tournament basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Buzz's Marine, Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Randy Bushcutter will be in for the last session tonight to bring you the final three games. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, and all of our producers back at the studio throughout the year, this is Doug Duda saying, as we always do, our last broadcast, we'll see you during track season with conference and districts and state, and that'll be our next live outing. We'll be covering the spring sports that begin next week as well in golf and in track and in soccer and in baseball and everything else that's going on. We always want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors throughout the area, throughout the season, to the athletic directors that take care of us, and to the coaches who work with us in every sport throughout the season. It is truly an honor, and congratulations. We had some great boys basketball teams this year, and the theme kind of continues. Sydney, Winnebago, Elkhorn South, a lot of teams, High Plains, that hadn't been able to get down here and win championships. And then you see Amherst and Wilcox, Hildreth, and Bertrand from our area, long droughts. They're back down here. So a great season for all. We'll do it again this fall and winter. So this is Doug Duda saying again, the final score in the Class B championship game, Elkhorn South 60, Sydney 51. We'll talk to you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
There was a man looking to board a gondola on a Venice waterway. He noticed the gondola was sitting out of balance and positioned poorly in the water. Then the operator boarded the vessel and stood on the platform at the rear of the boat. Immediately, the gondola was perfectly balanced, ready for his boarding. This vessel, made by design for its operator. Dale Carnegie Training has been working with the design of leaders and emerging leaders for over 100 years, producing a constant array of success stories for individuals and teams in over 80 countries. There is no reason to think that a Dale Carnegie experience wouldn't be the catalyst that would discover the talent in your team and launch a change in performance and growth that would delight an organization. Check out our resources, 402-399-9416 or DaleCarnegie.com on the web. Dale Carnegie Training, working with businesses for over 100 years.
Workshops forming now in Grand Island for salespeople and emerging leaders. March 25th, 402-399-9416 for complete information.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking,